Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And one of the best bits in town is back. It's the Slice of Life with Rick and John, brought to you by Shane Company. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Co., your friend in the jewelry business. And this is a combo platter, Slice of Life. We're all going to weigh in, obviously. But Preacher Man was talking about a story about how he's feeling old, or you know you're old when. And I'm like, I just had the same sort of vibe. Yesterday, got home from work, had to make a couple of calls. One of them was to United Healthcare, Preacher Man, to try to find a primary care doctor. Because I said to Charity, I'm like, I don't have a primary care doctor. I feel like I should have a primary care doctor. Somebody asked me, John asked me, hey, who's your doctor? I don't know. I don't have one.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, but I feel like I'm 48 years old. I feel like, you know, I need to go in there and, you know, turn and cough and, you know, pee in a cup and give them some blood and maybe do the CAT scans and the EKGs and all that nonsense. Because, you know, the prostate exam, all this stuff. It's not like I'm looking forward to it, but I feel like as I approach 50, I should do it. And wifey, Charity, is insisting on it. So Thursday, right after work, I got to bust up to Inman Park, and I have a physical where they will poke and prod your boy.
Man, better you than me. Preacher Man, what brought you to this topic? You're injured or you just hurt?
I'm not injured. You know you're old when you wake up and you pull the muscle and you don't know how you pulled it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've pulled a muscle in my back, and I have no clue how it happened. And, I mean, it's not like I can't move around or anything like that. It's just uncomfortable, and it's annoying.
What were you doing to hurt the back?
Absolutely nothing. I do nothing.
Sitting on the couch a whole lot?
So was it running out of my basement as quickly as you did to go home?
You need to get your lovely wife on the phone. I said my pleasantries. I said my goodbyes. There was no dip going on when I left. I shook everybody's hand. I thanked you for having me. And I went home. That was it.
Maybe it was
trying to act like it was more than it was.
Maybe it was the fifth Tito's and Red Bull that I don't really remember the events quite exactly as how they were supposed to go down.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is, like, when I woke up this morning, because, I mean, I watched the game last night on the couch. Of course, I fell asleep on the couch. That's another reason why you know you're old.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got up, went to bed. But yeah, I woke up this morning, my back is hurting, and I'm like, how in the heck did I do this? But yeah.
I think it's because you fell asleep on the couch. Because I do that sometimes.
My couch is very comfortable, though. I sleep on my couch a lot.
So we got a comfortable couch, too. But sometimes I slide down to the point where your head is on a pillow, and it's not enough pillow, and then you wake up, and your neck's a little bit sore. So that could possibly be it. But, John, give me an example of, you know you're old when.
Oh, you know you're old when you have to stretch to walk down the stairs in the morning. Like, I've gotten up in the morning and go, man, why is my hamstring sore? And I'm down on the floor stretching like I'm getting ready to play in the Super Bowl. And that's just to get down to the kitchen. You also know you're old when you have to go down the stairs sideways. Like, normally when you're feeling good, you just kind of plop down the stairs. Like, but when you got to go 1 foot at a time, that's when you know you're old. And I've had moments like that. And they're typically after a hard weekend of football. But you got to go one step at a time. And that's never a good feeling. You know another time you know you're old? When you're talking about, like, when people are saying, hey, throwback song from 2000. I was like, dude, I was like 8 years out of college when that came out. And my wife and I are 10 years apart. So there's a lot of times she'll be like, I was in second grade. I'll be like, I was a sophomore in college when that song came out. I feel kind of creepy now. Mark Owens, you know you're old when?
You have fans at a Braves game come up and go, dude, I've been watching you since I was in middle school. I'm about to graduate college. Son of a gun.
So that just happened to you, huh?
All the time. That and you become
Did
that.
Did you thank them for making you feel so old?
They appreciate that, young whippersnapper. That and I can feel the weather in my bones.
Oh, yeah.
I have 13 screws and two plates in my arm, in my right arm, from a car accident when I was in high school. And you always hear the old men saying, well, must be some weather coming in. I can feel it in my knee. I used to always laugh at that. Now, when there's a storm coming in and the pressure gets tight in the air, my arm feels like there's a vice grip on it. I've become that old man going, yep, looks like there's some weather coming in. It's going to rain.
Hey, Mo, check this out. On that, you know, somebody coming up to you and talking, they've been a fan of yours for so long. The first time I ever met Marv Albert, I made the mistake of telling him how long I've been a fan of Marv Albert. And I said, Marv, I've been watching you since I was a little kid. And he was okay, and he's really sarcastic about everything, but he shot me a look like, well, you know, thank you for making me feel so old on this sunny afternoon, or however he said it. But Marv called me out for making him sound old. So that was a little infamous brush with greatness.
I kind of did that to Tony Schiavone. The first time we got to work with Tony Schiavone here, I was like, dude, I've been watching you since I was 8. And he goes, how old are you now? I said, 42. He goes, thanks a lot. Yeah. Ruined my day.
Exactly. Marv Albert gave me much the same response.
I'm sure he didn't say it as politely as that either.
No. Tony is a very sarcastic, funny dude
very
in a good
blunt.
Way. All right, we got some great texts on the Solomon Brothers. Down the text on 404-741-0929. You know you're old when you talk trash to your boys about who can grill better.
Yep. That's a sign that you're old.
I kind of do that.
Because you're no longer, it's not about your jump shot or tackling you or even throwing darts. It's about, I'll make a better steak than you.
Man, my dry rub is better than Arthur Trish's dry rub right now. You know you're old when there's no round two in the room. Yeah, when the bounce back takes a day, not an hour, it's usually not good for you.
Or you start looking at the clock and say, do we have time for round one?
Or how about this?
Sleep.
Like, sometimes, like you mentioned, you had to stretch before you even walked downstairs. Is it unromantic if it's about to happen and you get up and do a couple of burpees just to make sure, like, the hip and you know, pelvis area is all working?
Yeah, but if you're doing that, you're expending energy you might need later.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but sometimes you got to, like, work out a kink or two before you get in there.
I don't know about burpees because all of a sudden those become pukies and then the mood is completely
ruined. Those become farties.
And then you get no nookie, right?
Oh, yeah. Here's some other great ones coming in here on the Solomon Brothers Time and Text Line. You know you're old. This is from Matt and Marietta. You know you're old when you buy a minivan and you like it.
Start looking at those Kia minivans. You know, that's not bad.
They are
that's
nice.
That's pretty good.
What does Carl call them? The swag wagon?
Swagger wagon.
Swagger wagon. There you go. At Kia.
Let's go through a couple other ones. You know you're old. Well, that doesn't mean you're old. He said, you know you're old when you can't wait to get in the car and listen to 92.9 The Game. We have young fans. We're big in the 18 to 34. It's the other station that's like 65 to dead.
But I think it's more of, I'm excited.
That was a shot.
Yes, it was.
And I
think I'm
it.
More excited to get in the car and listen to the radio, not jam out to my tunes, not listen to my mixtape. It's like, I'm an adult now. I want to hear talk.
Get smarter. Learn something. Open your ears. And actually let the thoughts in. We're the Midday Show with Rick and John. It's our slice
of life,
man.
I'm trying to get to some of these other ones. They're just hilarious on the Solomon Brothers Time and Text line. Rodney texted and said, I knew I was old when I stepped off the curb and threw my back out. It's not funny because I've like twisted an ankle.
Where you don't see it and you miss it.
Yeah.
You kind of like land hard on one leg. Yeah,
well,
not cool.
From the 404. You know you're old and you strategically plan on picking something up off the floor.
Now look, my keys are down there. Hey, Caroline, come here. Come pick these up for me.
Well, you know what? That's so right, though, because if you do the full hinge down, you could throw out your back. You got to kind of bend your knees a little bit. It's like if you're moving or carrying a box.
How about this one? You know you're old when you start thinking about dinner like 2 days from now. You know what? On Wednesday, I really think we're going to go with the bourbon chicken.
Dude, we got a quiche coming up on Thursday. Can't wait.
Not a quiche. Is there spinach in that quiche, M.O.?
Man, maybe a little sausage and cheese. That's what I'm talking about.
Real men don't eat
quiche. Maybe a nice Metamucil cocktail before we call it a
night. Does that make me old, the fact that I even knew that reference?
Oh, here's a good one. When you, from the 678, you know you're old when you choose food over nookie. Thank goodness I haven't got to that place quite yet.
Can't trust a fart. That means you're old.
Yeah. I'll keep those coming in. Oh, man, these
are
funny.
By the way, John, you know how I say I don't fart in front of Charity?
Uh-huh.
But every time it accidentally happens, she laughs for like 5 consecutive minutes and actually like kind of likes it. So she's not even all butthurt if I fart.
Oh, this morning it was going down in my house. I had to wake up. Yeah, you know you're old when you have to pee 5 times in the middle of the night.
Was it like smelling salts for your honey this morning?
I don't smell. I'm like a bed of roses over here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.